The debate also offers another forum for Republicans and Democrats to earn Ohio's 20 electoral votes. The race is close in Ohio, and both sides know that the Republicans have never won the White House without Ohio. Here's Day to Day's Mike Pesca in Cleveland.
There seems to be a rule. Just like you can't mention the NASDAQ stock exchange without invoking the phrase tech heavy, or describe the uterus without saying pear-shaped, so too must mentions of presidential politics in Ohio include this fact.
No Republican has ever won the White House without it.
That was NPR's Mara Liasson 2 weeks ago. The media cites the fact, and Ohio residents know it too, as demonstrated by last night's sample of 3 out of 4 customers at the Speedway gas station in North Olmsted, Ohio. I was wondering if you heard this, because people say this, that no Republican has ever won the White House without winning, and then what goes in the blank, do you know?
Ohio.
Ohio. No Republican has ever become president without winning...
the Ohio election.
No one has ever won the presidency without winning...
the state of Ohio.
Do you think everyone knows that?
Of course.
Jim Trakas also got it right.
Ohio is the answer to your question.
Trakas is the Republican whip in the Ohio House of Representatives.
We're both proud of that as well as concerned about it every election.
To understand how it's happened, a quick tour of U.S. history. The first Republican president was Abraham Lincoln, elected 1860, of course carrying Ohio. With the exception of Woodrow Wilson, a Republican won the state's vote in every presidential election until the New Deal. John Green, a professor of political science at the University of Akron, explains things this way.
Well, the importance of Ohio to the Republican Party and their presidential candidates is partly an artifact of history. We're combining the late 19th century, early 20th century, which were Republican eras, with the 20th century, which is largely a Democratic era. But I think what lies behind the situation in both of those eras is that Ohio is a very diverse state and very competitive. And people who are likely to win presidential elections usually win the close and competitive states.
While Ohio's demographics are very similar to the rest of the country, the key to understanding why the state is a predictor of Republican success, according to John Green, is that Ohio Republicans are dissimilar to the rest of their party.
You know, in many respects, the Ohio Republican Party is different from the National Republican Party. It's always been more diverse. It's been more inclusive. Many of the factions that make up the National Republican Party are found in about equal numbers in Ohio, and there's a lot of pressure for the factions to work together. So in a lot of ways, there's a spirit of moderation and pragmatism among Ohio Republicans.
This year, Ohio once again holds its traditionally important place, according to Alexander Lamis, a professor at Case Western Reserve University and the author of a book on Ohio politics.
Ohio is really the linchpin for a Republican national victory. Now, you just can't look at the electoral map and see how you put together a victory without Ohio.
That's not true mathematically. On paper, George W. Bush could lose Ohio, pick up some states he lost in 2000, and still win. The thinking is that if the president were to lose Ohio, it would be a sign of overall trouble for him in the region. Jim Trakas signs on to that theory.
All the conventional wisdom is true this year. The reality is you do have to win. Either party, I think, has to win Ohio. At least one to two of the states in the industrialized Midwest has to go, in my view, Republican.
Of course, it's in the interests of a Republican leader to call his state a must-win. It motivates the voters. But it works the other way, too. Democratic leaders tell their base, if we could just make our stand here, we'll have things sewn up. But they have a fallback position. In fact, the last Democrat to lose Ohio and wind up in the White House was a senator from Massachusetts with the initials JFK. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.